Thank you. Hey y'all, good morning. Thank you. Oh, let me start. Sometimes I'll be so get caught up in telling y'all good morning that I forget I need to share. Hey Masa, hey Tammy, hey Nia, hey Carlos, hey Edie, hey Kirby, hey Lakeisha, that's me. good morning, Edie, I miss you. I hope all is well. Good morning. How y'all doing this morning? I am getting ready to go share, and I need you to do the exact same thing. Go share the devotional right now. Go put the devotional in everybody's hand that you can think of. And while you're sharing the devotional, I'm going to share the devotional as well. Woo, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. And then we're going to pray. Oh, there we go. Join us. Told y'all I need a song. Join us. Come on, y'all. Join us. Ooh. Join us. Let's spread the good news today. Thank you. There y'all go. Y'all coming in. Hey, Jess. Good morning. Hey, Miss Goss. Hey, Vanessa. Hey, Jasmine. Hey, Yara. Hey, Melisha. Hey, Katina. Hey, Cherie. Hey, Stacy. Hey, Miss Sandra. Good morning. Hey, Shanquita. Hey, Miss Williams. How y'all doing this morning? Oh, my God. I thank you, Father God, for your word. I thank you for your truth. I thank you, Father God, that you sanctify me and you set me aside for your purpose and your glory. I'm going to start out with a confession this morning, and then I'm going to pray, and then we're going to start chewing into Romans 12, I hope, by way of the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to start with a confession. You know, we confess the word of God. Not because we're trying to do magic. And if you didn't know how important your confession, it's two things that are part of my daily living, confessing and praying in the Holy Spirit. Like those two things right there are so significant to my life that I dare not forsake them, because every time I confess the word of God, I'm meditating, I'm muttering the word of God. So I have made that a healthy part of my lifestyle. You know, people talk about things like, oh, we need to do meditation. Well, that's a way of meditating. I take the word of God and I meditate the word of God. I meditate his promises and I remember the goodness of God, because it is so easy to forget the goodness of God. Life will move, quote, quickly. I was dealing with the boys last night. We going through devotion and we were talking about knowing who we are in Christ Jesus and not letting anything steal from us how much God loves us. And I was asking Josiah, I said, have you ever been in a place where you didn't think you were important or you didn't matter? And he was like, yes. And then I asked him, I said, so what do you need to do to keep that from happening again? And he was like, one, I got to pray. Absolutely. If Jesus prays, so should we, right? You put that in your notes this morning. If Jesus prays, so should I. And he was like, if Jesus prays, so should I. And then he turned around, he says, Mom, I need to confess the word of God, because as I confess the word of God, I come into the realization and the memory of who I am in Christ Jesus. The devil does not want you to know who you are. And if you don't know who you are, you'll never wake up and walk in your full potential. You'll settle for crumbs. Woo! Come on. You'll settle for anything. You'll accept a less than version or a less than season. You'll settle. And God doesn't ever want you in a position, in a place where you are settling, where you don't understand his very best, where you don't live in his very best, where you don't even expect his very best. So I'm going to pray and I'm going to confess the word of God. Woo, my God, my prayers pull heaven to earth. Can you say that? My prayers pull heaven and earth when I pray, especially when I allow the Holy Spirit to make intercession. And you should not be praying without Holy Spirit making intercession every day. Can I tell you something? Your prayer probably should sound or look different because there's probably something different that God wants to do today. And when I don't know how to pray and let the Holy Spirit make intercession through me, I will pray dead, vain prayers. Woo! I was covering one of my friends in prayer today, and I had like one line, and I sent them that one line. And they was like, man, you had a little quick, short shot this morning. I was like, man, prayers are like arrows. And if I pray what the Holy Spirit says pray, then I'll never pray out of my flesh. And I don't ever want to pray out of my flesh. You ought to say that. Put that in your notes today. Holy Spirit, make intercession. Woo! Through me. Make intercession through me. Don't let me ever pray another prayer that the Holy Spirit is not making intercession through me. Holy Spirit, make intercession. I don't want to pray a dead, a dry, or a listless prayer. So we confess the word of God. And a lot of times what I confess are just scriptures that are in bullet points. That's all a confession is. But because people are not teaching us, we'll be afraid to do what heaven is called to do. Proverbs 17 and 21 tells us life and death are in the power of our tongue. So why would I spend my time murmuring, complaining, grumbling, and worry when the word of God tells me not to live that way? Why wouldn't I spend myself making psalms and hymns and confessing the word of God? My God, come on, making psalms and hymns and confessing the word of God. So we're going to confess the word of God, then we're going to pray, then we're going to nibble on our scripture for today. I live by faith. Woo! Come on. And you can say it. You can say, I know my mouth moves fast. I'll say it slow enough because it's a small one for you to say it after me. I live by faith. Come on, y'all. Woo! I walk by faith and not by sight. Oh my God, my faith grows exceedingly. I take the shield of faith. I quench every fiery dart of the wicked. I am not weak in faith. Woo! Come on. I am not weak in faith. You are not weak in faith. I am strong in faith. Through faith, I inherit the promises of God. Woo! Nothing or no one should have dominion over my faith. I stand in faith. God rewards my faith because I diligently seek God. Woo, come on, my God. My faith is in the power of God. Woo, come on. I have the spirit of faith. Woo, come on, y'all. Oh, my God. I abound in faith. I'm grounded and settled in faith. Woo, come on. I'm established in faith. Woo, thank you, Lord. The Lord delivered my family from all our fears. The Lord has delivered my family from the hand of the wicked. The Lord has delivered my family from the depths of the grave. As a matter of fact, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that the cycles of death, woo! For those of y'all that seem like it's just been death cycles experiencing your family, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we break the cycle of death off our families today in the name of Jesus. By faith, the Lord turns towards my family and delivers us because of his unfailing love. By faith, my family is whole. Oh, come on. My family is healed. My family is healthy. My family is wealthy. My family is precedent. In Jesus' name, amen. You ought to type in the comments or shout, it is done. Woo! You ought to shout, it is done, and it is done by faith. Now, Father God, we thank you that we are anxious for absolutely nothing. Wherever anxiety has presented itself in our lives today, it bows to the name of Jesus. Wherever worry has presented itself in our lives today, it bows to the name of Jesus. Wherever fear has presented itself in our lives today, it bows in the name of Jesus. We bleed the blood of Jesus over this devotional today. Nothing will block it. Nothing will interfere with it, and nothing will interfere with our lives. Woo, my God. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the blood of Jesus. So we set record and we set order today. We plead the blood of Jesus over our mind. We plead the blood of Jesus over our soul. We plead the blood of Jesus over our marriage. We plead the blood of Jesus over our children. We plead the blood of Jesus over our finances. We plead the blood of Jesus over our homes. We plead the blood of Jesus over our neighborhood, our block. We plead the blood of Jesus over our city. We plead the blood of Jesus over Mayor Frank Scott for me. We plead the blood of Jesus over our nation, over Biden, over Harris, over the Senate, over the House of Representatives, over the Supreme Court Justice. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over every governmental office. And we thank you, Father God, that they shall bow to the name of Jesus. We thank you for holiness. We thank you they will not be given over to a reprobate mind. We thank you, Father God, you are sanctifying and setting them apart. We thank you for a government that honors you. We repent for laws and legislation that does not bring you glory. We repent for compromising our belief system to appease and appeal to a people. We ask you, Father God, to heal our land. We ask you, Father God, to bring healing in our homes, not just physical healing, Lord God, but heal all the trauma, heal all the hurt, heal the past spaces, Lord God, so that we don't go back into those spaces again. Heal our sons and daughters. Heal us from low self-esteem. Heal us from insecurity. Heal us from a poverty mindset. Heal us from a scarcity mindset. Heal us today, oh Lord. Father God, we ask that you trouble what troubles us. We are not victims. We are victorious and we are under the blood. We thank you for the power that is working in Christ Jesus is working. The resurrection power is working in us, and it is tearing up and destroying strongholds that are in our mind, and it is tearing up and destroying wicked thoughts and wicked imaginations, and it is tearing up and destroying anything in our life that does not belong to you. Father God, reveal to us today if we are attached, participating, doing, partnering with anything that does not look like you. We sever the cord of the enemy against our lives. We break loose and lacerate every demonic force, every spirit of witchcraft, every soothsayer. The spirit of divination is broken off our lives. Father God, in the name of Jesus, negative self-image is broken off our lives. We will see ourselves as you say. We will see ourselves as you created us in Psalms 139. Let your power and your spirit flow over on us today. Give us fresh revelation of who you have called us to be. Give us fresh revelation of our future. Give us fresh revelation of our now. Help us to abandon thought processes, mindsets, my God, patterns and thoughts of thinking that do not look like you. Let the same mind that's in Christ Jesus be in us. Rev us up in the spirit so that we hunger and thirst for righteousness. Rev us up in the spirit so that we seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. Let us abandon all thoughts that do not belong to you. Let us abandon all ways that do not belong to you. Break the cycle of mistrust and distrust of our communities. Let us put our full weight and our pressure on you. We belong to you. We are your sons. We are your daughters throughout the earth. We are ambassadors of Christ. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We are your beloved. Oh, my God. And we long for more of you. Give us an insatiable appetite of your presence, Lord God. Give us an insatiable appetite for your ways. Let your ways become our ways, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Remove from us limited thinking. Holy Spirit, help us think differently today. In Jesus' name, amen. Holy Spirit, help us think differently today. In Jesus' name, amen. I hear you. I always, come on, we be studying, you tripping. Let me give you this real quick. Come on. I'm obey God. In this season, I can't afford to trust my spirit. I'm going to obey. I want to read to you what David said about how we are to God, so that you understand you were made on purpose and for a purpose. But until you come into the revelation of who you are in Christ, you will always accept a lesser version of yourself. You will not be able to fulfill purpose until you know who you are. You will dibble and dabble in scarcity. You will dibble and dabble in a fourth or a portion of you. And God never created you to live, to dibble or dabble in a portion of you. God wanted you to come forth. God called you out to come forth. He never wanted you. He wanted you to operate as Christ did on this church, on this earth. We are to be disciples. We are to be heirs. We are joint heirs of the throne. And if we are joint heirs of the throne and we don't understand who we are, we need to meditate more on who God says I am. So I want to give you real quick. This is Psalms 139. And I'm going to start at the, let me back up. I'm a 13 verse. It says, "For it was you who created my inward parts." We attribute way too much of our DNA to our parents, and they may be a part of our physical DNA, but our spiritual DNA, when we accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, our story is rewrote. You ought to put that in your notes this morning. My story is rewritten. My story is rewritten. That means I don't have to live according to my past. I don't care how broken my relationship is with my parents. I don't care if I didn't have good parents. I don't care if I was abandoned. I don't care if I was orphaned. When I accepted Jesus Christ, favor rewrote my story. Favor rewrote my story. So my story is rewritten. That's why Romans 12 and 1 and 2 is so important for us to renew our mind, or we will live in an old version of ourselves. I refuse. Ooh, come on, that ought to be you this morning. I refuse to live in an old version of myself that did not come with the rewritten story. And yes, we overcome by the blood of our Lamb and the word of the testimony, but the true testimony is in Jesus Christ. Woo, come on, my God. So here it is. This is David. David wrote this out. And he says, "For you created my inward parts." Woo, that's getting me excited. My God. You created my inward parts, right? You are not the product of evolution. Woo, come on. And David affirms this, that God not only created us, but he knitted us together. Woo, thank you, Lord God. That means he knitted my personality together. And the only reason I suffer from a personality crisis is because I don't know who I am in Christ Jesus. When I know who I am in Christ Jesus, I won't suffer from a personality crisis. I won't bounce back and around. Can't nobody insert something in my life and call me something from my past. Can't nobody insert something in my life and leave me stuck in a mindset that doesn't align with how I was knitted together by Christ. So I've been knitted together in my mother's womb. He says, "I will praise you because I have been remarkably," it's remarkable. You ought to say, "I am remarkably." I know somebody never taught you to talk like that. I know somebody told you that was pride and prideful and the boastful, but I refuse to sit around and let people and the devil tell me who I am when the one that created me, when the one that made me, when the one that processes me, when the one that prunes me, when the one that gives me hope and a future says different things about me. So I erase the memories of the past and the conversations that I've had that have left me in a state to not believe and trust who God has said that I am. He said, "You are remarkably," and I'm reading out the CSB version, "You are remarkably and wonderfully made." So no matter the circumstances that surround your conception, no matter if you, so I was born on accident. No, you were not born on accident. You were not born on accident. no matter the circumstances that exist around how you got here, God was intentional in making you. Woo! No matter the circumstances of how you got here, God was so intentional in making you. Woo! So it was intentional. You're not here accidentally. You're not an accidental cause. I don't care how you were born. I don't care what was going on. I don't care what family you were born into. Oh, come on, y'all. God was intentional in your conception. You were created. Come on, y'all. Genesis 1:27. You were created in the image of God. God said, I'm going to make man in my likeness and in my image, and perhaps the vision of who you are has been skewed up to this point. Up to this point, you may not have understood, but something is going to pop in you today. Something is going to break in you today so that you begin to understand, I was made in my daddy's image. Ooh, I don't care if I look like Janie. I don't care if I act like Derek. I was made in my daddy's image. I was made in the image of God. You ought to write that out this morning. I was wonderfully and remarkably made in the image of God. Woo! And you got to tell yourself that so that you can reset the lies of the enemy that is determined to discourage you, Yara, that is determined to write another version of you, Julia, that is determined, Angela, to create an atmosphere of confusion around you so that you will not know who you are and you will not say what God says and you will not act and walk in a manner that is worthy of your calling in Christ Jesus. We disrupt every plot, plan, and ploy of the enemy that has tried to give us a less than version of ourselves. He says, so you are wondrously made, no matter the circumstance. You were created in the image of God with purpose and meaning. I can't do this. You were created in the image of God, Patricia, with purpose and meaning. Oh, it's not too late for you to discover. I don't care if you retire. I don't care if you're on your way to retirement. You are not useless. You are useful. Ooh, you are not just a mother or a father or a worker. No, you were created in the image of God with purpose and meaning. You need to write that down. I have purpose and meaning, and it's not too late. Ooh, as long as you got breath in your body, baby. As long as you got breath in your body, baby, it is never too late. A day is like 1,000 years. 1,000 years is like a day. As long as you got breath and purpose in your body, it is never too late. So I was made. So he says, because I've been remarkably and wondrously made. He said, your works are wondrous. And I know this very well. We will be in awe of the mountains and awe of the sea and awe of all the birds and the animals, but we are never in awe of ourselves. Ooh, we are never in awe of how our fingers work. We are never in awe in how our hair grows. You are made wondrously. You're not made with confusion. You are made directly, ooh, intentionally, on purpose by God. Oh my God. So the foundation of who I am, the knowledge of who I am, is in Christ Jesus. So 15 verse, he says, my bones were not hidden from you when I was made in secret, when I was formed in the depth of the earth. Woo, thank you, Lord God. My God. He says, your eyes saw me when I was formless. All my days, woo, thank you, Lord, were written in your book and planned before a single one of them was made. And I know some of you are like, oh my gosh, well, what if I made mistakes? All things work together for the good of those that love the Lord, Romans 8:28, that are called according to his purpose. I was talking to a good friend of mine the other day, and I told her, I said, you cannot be afraid. Ooh, come on, say this. I said, you cannot be afraid. She was like, I don't want to make mistakes. I want to live in this perfect will. And I just had this conversation. You cannot be afraid to take chances. Ooh, come on. You cannot be afraid to make steps. You cannot be afraid to try and worry so much about, I hear you, mistakes, right? I want to give this to this 1 Corinthians 15 and 20. It says, but it is as it is written, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through man, the resurrection of the dead also comes through man. For just in Adam all died, so all in Christ are made alive. You are made in Christ alive. Oh my God. There's a purpose and a plan to his resurrection power in this earth. You are made in Christ alive. So once, especially when we accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, there is your fresh start. All your books and your days are planned. My God. I want to give you the 17th verse, and then we're going to close out on this. It says, God, how precious your thoughts are to me, how vast their sum is. He said, if I counted them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I wake up, he said, God, how precious are your thoughts to me? God, how you think about me. Woo! Come on. You got to put that. Lord, how you think about me. Not what nobody else says about me. Not what nobody else thinks towards me. How precious are your thoughts to me? Woo! How precious. Your thoughts. How you think as from this day forward. Lord God, we will be more concerned about how you think about us. We will be more concerned with what you say about us. Lord God, let yesterday be the last day that we overthink. Woo! Let yesterday be the last day that we people please. Let yesterday be the last day that we don't know who we are. Yesterday be the last day that we are confused and do not operate in levels of discernment that bring us into the reality and truth of how we came alive in Christ Jesus. Let our past be dead. Let the trauma be dead. Let the weight, woo, my God, of the mistakes we made be dead. But let us come alive in Christ Jesus. Increase our discernment. Give us more revelation of who you called us to be through your word. Take us away from all temptation. Remove us from unhealthy and godly relationships and spaces that remind us of the old us. Ooh, let this word today be so implanted in our heart. We break and destroy repetitive cycles of mindsets that pull us back into the places of where we are, and we break forth of new meaning of our righteousness and who you called us to be in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you take this word today and let it rewrite your story. You need to take this word today and let it rewrite your story. You need to take this word today. You need to meditate it. You need to steward it. You need to sit in it for a minute. Let it rewrite your story. That favor has rewrote your story. There's a new you that has already been born. Woo! You just got to walk into the rebirth of who you are in Christ Jesus. Woo! Lord, give us the same mind that Christ had. Let us be sober. Let us be vigilant. Let us be set apart. Oh, my God. Give us the strength and fortitude to be able to be set apart. Oh, my God. Show us the value of who we are in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. This is a message that even your kids should be listening to so that they know who they are in Christ Jesus. Couple of things. Third, pick up your copy. 30 days of prayer. You know this. Get it. Gonna get it. I cannot wait to see how this changes not only our children's lives, but our hearts towards our children. I am praying it myself right now, and it is just giving me more revelation of how God's power needs to walk and work in my child's life and not mine. Get your 30. Go get registered for Pillow Talk, the virtual sessions in July. We got a few, more than a few. I want to be exact in my words. I want to be more than a few spots left for the online sessions. If you go book the online sessions, that'll be a Saturday schedule. You got one Friday night, and that'll be a Saturday schedule. of where there'll be workshops and all the things and tools that you can get. Go ahead and get registered today. I love you. Oh my God, what else? I think that's it. Go, if you're not subscribed to the YouTube channel or to the website, go subscribe as well so that you can get the alerts and the notification and you can get all this. Remember, we are continuing the fast, no eating until 12 noon, June 8th. I hope you've been meditating the scriptures. I thank God for you. I thank God for you. I thank God for you. Let the blessing be so rich on your life. Let his face shine upon you. My God, I thank you, Father God, for orchestrated blessings and miracles. Can I say what the Lord is saying? Father God, I thank you that they are released into their destiny today. And I thank you, Father God, you are releasing finances. You are releasing health. You are releasing miracles, signs, and wonders in their life today. Let them be well planted in your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Two things before we go. Two things, just two small. Well, not one huge thing. One small. So the Lord speaks to your heart and tells you to partner with this ministry. Website, lmjministries.org. Your partnerships are changing how this ministry advances the kingdom of God. We feed the homeless. We take care of widows. We take care of the poor. What God has told us to do. My God, partner with us. Go to the website. You can give there. Cash App us, $LMJMINISTRY. You can give there. You can find out about our partnership with Drew Projects, Flint Global. We are not just a local ministry serving. We are serving nation and even worldwide. And so thank you for that. Thank you, Father. Bless the giving of your people. Let multiplication and increase fall into their lap today. Press down, shaking together, runneth over. Give seed to the sower. Lord God, we thank you for rebuking the devourer for their sake. And we thank you, Father God, for financial stewardship. Lord God, increase us, O Lord, so that we can give more for you in Jesus' name. Amen. Last thing is if you've never accepted Jesus Christ, if you've never accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, here is your time. And it starts with a confession and statement of faith. And then you're going to send me an email, info@justbeinglmj.com. And I'm going to send you some resources and some materials. If that's you, repeat after me. Dear Jesus, I'm in need of a Savior. I'm asking you to come into my life and to take away my sins. I promise to love you best I can. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Send us the email info@justbeinglmj.com. Send you some Bible, send you resources, send you some materials. We want to continuously stay connected to you. Ladies, if you are not in our Coffee and Conversations Ladies Bible Study group, you may want to get there. We did Bible studies for years. We have stopped. We're probably going to come back to some form of Bible study, maybe this summer. I'm praying about it. I only want to be led by the Lord in this season, but I want to make sure we connect to you. We're going to do one of our prayer calls soon, live from the coffee shop, so that we can get together and pray. I love you. God loves you. I love you. God loves you. I love you. But God loves you more. Let me say this really specifically. You are not a mistake. Let me say this really specifically. You are not a mistake. You were created and a part of God's plan. You are not a mistake. I see you back in the morning, live at 6. Love, peace, and blessings. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.